Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your show host, Randy Fine. Today, and I know you know it, is Talk with Spiritual Medium Laura Lee Day. I know you know it because you are lined up in the queue waiting to talk to her. Laura missed last month, and she'll explain to you why she's going to be a little more intermittent than regular. But I want to get started because I know you're anxious to talk to her. So let's start. Good morning, Laura. Welcome back.
Oh, of course. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Your introduction.
Introduction. Would you explain what you're doing so that we, so that everyone understands why we're not doing it every month now?
Well, because I have launched a new radio show of my own called Radio Medium Laura Lee, and people can come on to my show as well as yours now and connect with spirit, and that happens every week. So I am overtime with connecting with people by phone on the airwaves. So I'm a little overwhelmed, and but I would still love to come here as a visitor and connect with you, Randy. It's always a joy, and as well
yeah.
as your callers.
It is fun. It is fun.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, you know, it's funny. You just said, you know, what are you doing? And I said, I'm connecting to spirit and for everybody and all the callers. And I get a lot of people recently, which has come to my attention, asking how I connect to spirit and how they can do it like me. And, you know, many people are writing on the social media, I'd love to see my Nana like you. I want to hear my dad's voice like you. I want to feel the embrace from my mom again. And I always say to everybody, you can. And I guarantee you are already making those kind of connections to spirit on a daily basis, but they go under the radar for most of us, you know, for most everybody, you know, not for me anymore, you know, but they go under the radar because they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in the possibilities. And one of the things I want to talk about today is we are all spiritual beings having a human experience for this minute fraction in time. We aren't just this walking shell, you know, of a being that's, you know, an animal walking upon the planet. We actually have spirits and souls, and we are naturally hardwired to make this connection, this spirit, just as easy as it is as we are talking right now to one another by phone, by cell phone. It's that easy. And so, too, you can make that connection to a loved one on the other side. So today, I just want to go through three ways to share how I make that connection to spirit that I think, you know, as a medium would help open you up to connect to spirit as well. And the way we do that is by connecting to our own spirit first. So I'm going to talk about three different ways that I highly recommend, or in the top three ways that as myself as a medium make those connections to spirit, and how you can do that, you know, make those connections possible for yourself every day as well. So that's where I'm at right now. That's what I woke up thinking I'm going to talk to Randy and her audience about today.
Well, that's an exciting topic. I think we all want to know that. I think we all wish for that.
Well,
be careful what you wish for.
Well, you're already there, though, Randy, on some level. You know,
on some level, yeah. I am.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
right. Okay, let's start. We've got area code 720. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. What is your name?
Hello. Laura.
Laura.
Your name is Laura?
My name is also Laura. Hello.
Perfect. Okay. Good morning, Laura. What do you have to ask Laura today?
Good morning.
What would you like to ask her?
I'm just wondering what you see for me on career. I'm doing a little bit of volunteering work, but that doesn't pay the bills. So I'm just wondering what you see.
Career. Laura, you wouldn't happen to be over in New York, are you?
No, I'm in California.
Oh, you're in California. Was there a connection to New York for you?
No, never.
Never? Okay, because the first thing that comes up to me is New York. And I just write it down because obviously...
Wow, I will.
When you say what, you know, ask the question, that state immediately came to my mind, okay? So, and I'm just trusting it, so I'm going to put it down, and I feel like there's something, you know, connected in that manner for you, and that might mean, you know, work that is connected. So whether, I know you're on the east, the west coast right now in California, as you say, but maybe there's some sort of connection from California to New York with whatever work that you're doing, okay? So are you interested or something to do with the entertainment field, Laura?
No, not at all.
Nothing at all, huh?
No.
Well, again, I'm going to just put it there, okay? And when I say entertainment,
okay,
it could also mean, I don't know, starting something like, you know, communications with
so
blogs.
So my daughter does cheerleading.
Your daughter does
cheerleading.
No,
yeah,
I'm talking about you. Have you started a blog or done anything with, you know, podcasting or anything like that yourself?
No.
Okay. Well, I know this is totally far out there then, but I'm just going to have you put it down, okay?
Okay.
I want you to write it down, okay? So,
absolutely.
And maybe it has something to do with, you know, being parenting of some sort, you know, and that sort of connection. But I think this is involving you. This is not, I'm not making any connection to, you know, a child of yours or anything like that.
Okay.
But I feel like it has something to do with parenting and your connection with other parents as a woman, you know, and there's some sort of tie to New York. Okay. You sure you don't have a friend out there or some sort of other connection out in New York?
So my husband is from the East Coast. He's from Washington, D.C., but no, I don't have anybody in New York.
Uh-huh. Or the state of New York.
No, not at all. I mean, he travels out there for work sometimes.
Right, right. Okay. Well, he goes. Have you gone with him?
You know, no. I mean, we went back in like 2001. I mean,
okay, right. Okay. Well, just hold on to it and keep me posted. You know, it's just like,
okay.
I'm sorry to go here. I know this isn't you, but
no,
I just tell
okay.
you real quickly. I just told Randy the other day that, you know, she's going to, you know, be writing other books or another book, you know, spiritual books. And she's like, no, I don't have anything. I just don't have anything. And then the other day I got a text from her and she goes, I got the book.
Wow.
You know, so,
wow.
So you
okay.
know what I'm so I don't know why this is popping up for you, but I just want to say that's what I got. Okay. So I hope you
yeah,
were with
absolutely.
Me. Okay.
Put it on the back burner because Laura knows what she's doing.
Oh,
okay.
sure. Oh, sure. I'm just wondering
okay.
about a timeline.
I don't know. I would just,
okay.
that's what I get with it. You know, I don't get anything
okay.
time. It might evolve over time. It might evolve
okay.
over time. Okay. So I would,
okay.
I get the sense that it might, you know, it might be tied to all that. You know, and the other thing, too, you might be, you know, are you chatting with a lot of people? Do you have different ideas of parenting than other people do? You know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Uh huh. That you know people might find far stretched or something of that sort. I don't know. That might you know those kind of you know communications or stories that you have to share with other people. You know, give them something to consider and or that they can connect with.
I'm part of a Facebook. I'm part of a Facebook group that is about teenagers that have left the nest, you know, or about to leave the nest. So I go on there and I write a little bit, but it's just a Facebook page.
Well, there you go. It's a start.
Okay.
It's a start.
Okay.
Okay. So
okay.
there's something there. Okay. There's a nugget. I just, you know, that's
okay.
all I got with it. Okay.
Just say
so thank
okay.
you for calling
okay.
in, Laura.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Okay. Bye.
Okay. That was cool. Area code, what is my second one? Area code 718. Good morning. Let me let you in here. Okay, there we go. Area code 718. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. Hi, ladies.
Hey. What do you have? What did you want to ask Laura today?
I'm interested in starting to date, and I'm interested in attracting a serious, committed relationship, a happy
uh-huh.
relationship, and I was just wondering, what are you gaining about that? Or
first of all, Katie, I got to ask, are you driving? Because I hear.
No, that's not me. That's not my back. I heard something too, but that's not my background. No.
Oh, it sounds like it, yeah, it's in your background. I just want to make sure you're safe while we're talking.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
it's in my. I'm hearing it as well too. I don't know. There might be some interference in the channel. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm hearing
yeah.
it. Okay, so let's. We just have to try to ignore it. Maybe it's spirit
yeah.
talking to us. I don't know.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I want to recommend, first of all, if you're in that space and you're preparing to open, you know, your vibe for the right one or somebody to come into your life, there's this book out there by Sandra Ann Taylor about relationships. and manifesting a relationship.
Okay.
Gosh, I'm going to post it on Facebook and maybe send it over to Randy for you to look up, okay, after the show. Okay, and Randy will post on her Facebook too. But Sandra Ann Taylor, it's about the secret of attraction. That's the name of the book, Secrets of Attraction. I highly recommend this book for anybody trying to manifest love into their life, okay? She knows what she's talking about for doing this. But my sense, Katie, as soon as I plug into you and you ask the question, I also got the sense that somebody in your work environment is circling around you and is, you know, flirting and or making a connection to you that might be piqued in interest. Does that make sense that I see?
Well, I mean, I'm looking for a job. I'm currently not working. I go to the library often because I'm studying for something. But
okay.
I am looking for employment. But
well, I see somebody connected to a job. And, you know, the banter and the flirtation will lead you, you know, will make that connection. I understand that connection is, you know, will be something that's in the direction that you're looking for. So I feel that once, you know, you step into a place of employment, that's where you're going to find somebody, you know, in that realm. And do you work in, have you worked, are you looking for an office type environment? Because I see it in that type of environment.
Yeah, I'm interested in both. I'm interested in working in legal or like compliance. So that would be office, but I'm also, say, on the weekends, I want to do like a, I want to start doing like pop-up shops with food and stuff like that.
Oh, fun. But I see it in an office environment, honey.
I'm looking for both.
Yeah, well, I see that the connection with the, you know, with the lover is in the office environment, okay, because you guys are dressed. You're dressed well.
Okay.
And that seems fun. He'll be fun, all right, with a good sense of humor, which I think is important to you.
Yes, it is. I love happy people, and I said I want to. No, I do. It's so much fun, and I said I want to find, which is like the food and stuff, but I said I want to find my happiness. Like, I want to be a happy person. So
yeah.
So I'm also trying to figure out what makes me happy. You know,
right.
And
very
doing
good.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to do. But you said the name of the book is...
Being social is very important, right? Social is very... Secrets of Attraction by Sandra Ann Taylor. Love her. She is... I'm sure you can find it on the internet right now. Amazon probably used for a couple bucks, probably.
Okay.
Gary, that's an old book.
Well, I will check it out. And thank you so much.
Yes, have a
Thank
good one.
Thank you, Katie. Have a great day.
Thank you, ladies. Thanks so much.
Okay. So let's start with number one about how
okay.
we can connect with the spirit. What is the
yes.
first thing?
How we connect with spirit is, you know, to connect with our own spirit. And the first, well, there's that noise. It still sounds like, you know, there's something out there.
Okay, Katie, I put you back on hold. Okay, there we go.
Okay. First way to connect with spirit is to believe. So if you don't believe what, you know, I say is true about the whole connection of spirit, you know, and the possibility that we have souls or that, you know, that you are a spirit, then this isn't a path for you. But obviously, everybody who's listening to this show or calling in believes in some manner or some way that there is spirit. But if you don't, you automatically shut down any reception to connect with spirit. That is probably the biggest thing I can say is the possibility of connection to spirit is believing there is truth in it. And you have to believe to achieve. That's, you know, I'm sure all of you have heard that. So even a healthy level of skepticism will open the door to connect to spirit. And I you know, as myself, you know, growing up, I grew up always believing. I never had a problem with disbelief with this subject matter. The discussion of connecting with ancestors by a dream or by a song or by ways of some sentimental item was always brought to our attention by my family members. You know, there wasn't any doubt that spirit existed. We always talked about it. But now if you come from a, you know, a family where that sort of connection was frowned upon, you know, and you feel like doing something of that sort and making a connection to spirit is somehow bad, you're going to, again, shut down the experience of making those kind of connections. But if you're the slightest bit curious to explore that connection, then do it because you're open to the possibility. You know, like I said, just even a little healthy level of skepticism will prove miraculous in the journey to make a connection to spirit. So it's very simple.
It is very simple. You know, one day, I was so curious about it, one day I just sat at my computer with my hands on the keyboard, and I just said, okay, come through me and channel. And I had the most beautiful message come through. And I read it the other day, I'm like, wow. That was so profound. I didn't even write that.
Where did that come from? Yeah.
Right. Where did that come from? So my eyes were closed, you know, and I was just typing away. So, but I don't have like an easy connection. I don't, you know, necessarily hear. I'm not clairaudient. I can't, you know. But I believe very much that I am connected, and I do listen to. The messages, things that come pop into my head that I know I didn't put there. So,
well,
yeah, we can all do it.
We can. Yeah, to me, that is clairaudient because hearing the thoughts in your head, you're hearing the thoughts in your head. That is clairaudient. That's clearly hearing. And what you did and what you experienced was called automatic writing,
right?
Which, you know, is a very simple exercise to try to make a connection to spirit. I love that you shared that.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
That's proof in point. Proof in point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had no skills developed at all, and I just was able to do it. So, okay. I know we have lots and lots of callers waiting. Let's see. Our next caller is area code 505. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Patricia, and hello, Laura.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'm calling I've cleared a lot of things out of my life, and I am ready to have a male, you know, starting off mate, like a friend.
Yes.
You know, someone that I can help, and he can help me, and I just want a real good, well-rounded friend that's going to be around a long time. And if it leads to romance, that's fine.
Right. Did you hear what we said in terms of a
yes.
book that I suggested to our previous caller, Katie?
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
I would highly recommend that book to you as well. And, you know, I get the sense with you, Patricia, though, something different in the terms of being open to a relationship, a friendship first, which I believe is probably the best way to go about with romance, you know, is to have a stable basis with a friend who's going to be there for the long haul. But my sense is that, you know, have you been, I get a strong sense of hurt and closed off from a previous relationship that ended poorly, and that might prevent you from being open to anybody. Has it been a long while? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, and I've totally healed from that. In fact, we're best friends. I have worked on myself. I'm just, you know, I want this person to be the real deal, and I want someone to have fun with and enjoy life with. That's what I'm
saying. Right. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that, you know, you've worked on that. And I still feel the reason why I get the sense of I still feel like there might be a closure or a closed down feeling. So that book will help you open up to the possibilities. Okay. And I don't get anything from Sandra, the picture book, but I know it works. Okay. And manifesting that love person, but I get a sense that there's still more work to be done from that past relationship, okay? And that's why I brought it up. And that's why, you know, you're a different situation than what Katie was in, okay? And so I would highly recommend also starting out doing things that you love to do to bring in that friendship, because it's just like, girlfriends, you know, going and doing things that we love, and we make a connection with a friend, and, you know, we share that commonality with one another. So, you know, I see you making that kind of connection in that manner, that way, okay? Mm-hmm. Are you into working out, Patricia, or running, or have you done something of that sort? You know, are you into that, or feeling guided to go in that direction?
Yeah, I do walk. I walk in nature. I haven't done it lately, but I go out in nature and I do walk. I love to walk.
The whole hiking, maybe hiking, walking thing in nature. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, you know, that's where I feel like this is the connection where your connection's going to come in to play.
Okay.
So it's something to do with active lifestyle. Okay, and I think that's really important to you, where, you know, I was talking to Katie, and it was like hers was more humor-based and having fun. So with you, I would lead and go in that direction, and you'll, you know, you will find what you're looking for in that direction.
Yeah, that actually happened to me once. I was going walking in a certain area, and there was one individual that kept coming out to say hi, but I heard from Spirit right away, and Spirit told me he's not the one, so I stopped that immediately, because this time I'm going to listen to Spirit, you know.
Yes. You know, funny that you even say that, because I remember once, when I was out in California, I was hiking a canyon, and I stopped to look at a waterfall, and I was out there alone, and I was looking down the waterfall, and down at the base was some guy, which kind of frightened me at first, you know, and he saw me standing up there and waved, and I was like, oh, my gosh, and I was a little frightened and put off at first, because I'm out alone out in the woods, you know, as a young woman, but he met me on the trail, and we striked up a good friendship, and guess what his name was, his last name was? Friend.
Oh. Okay.
Friend. And we became good friends, and he was an actor, and he invited me to come see his play that night.
That's great.
Wow. So, I mean, I trusted in the experience, you know, and my listened to my, you know, spirit, my soul about making that connection. Otherwise, because I could have turned away and run away quickly, you know.
Yeah,
that's right. You could have.
Yeah,
well, I'm going to listen to Spirit, because Spirit did tell me that that man was not the one. So I, you know, I have to, you know, cut that off.
You have to try. Well, thanks for calling in, Patricia.
Thank you.
Okay, and now we have area code. Wait a minute, that's not the right one. Okay, we have area code 951. Good morning.
951.
Good morning. Oh, wow. We can hardly hear you.
Can't hear you.
Is that
can
better?
You speak up? Yeah.
Yes.
What is your name?
Nathaniel.
Hey, Nathaniel.
Thanks
for calling in. What can we do?
Do you get a message from Spirit, or do I need a question?
You don't need a question, I guess. No, you don't need a question. The first thing I get with you is, are you right-handed, Nathaniel?
Yes.
I see a male figure that jumps, you know, that pops up over on your paternal side. So, I, you know, it could be a father figure of some sort that's standing there. Do you have a father figure over there on the other side?
Yes, he passed over 20 years ago. I love him dearly.
Yes. Yeah, he's with you in spirit, okay? He's definitely with you. You know, I understand that there was a recent relocation for you. And or you're considering a relocation. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. And has this already happened, or are you planning it?
You know, I moved from Southern California to Northern California, Sacramento.
Wait, Nathaniel, we can't hear you again. Do whatever you did before. There.
Yeah, there you
are. That's much better.
Yes.
I moved from Southern California to Northern California.
Ah, yes. Okay, well, very good. And he's just acknowledging that just to confirm his presence, okay? I love Northern California. I miss it dearly. Okay, so it was a very good move, and I've got to tell you, I think things are going to explode for you here in a good way, and I think there might be some opportunities that you hadn't, I don't know, I just feel like there's more opportunity here for you, and that might come in the terms of work if that is what you're looking for, Nathaniel.
Yeah, I've been working for the place for about 4 months now, 12 weeks, I think. And I was looking for some handiwork, but, you know,
I... Right. We're losing you again.
We're missing you.
I'm sorry. Let's see here, so...
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Somehow you drift away somehow. But Nathaniel, the work is going to explode here for you, okay? And
wow.
I see lots of travel for you, according to him, okay? And I just think this is a good thing. He just says, embrace it and go with it, because I think it's going to lead you to some of the things that you were looking forward to, you know, at this stage in life, and that might include some travel, but travel also in the terms of just getting out and seeing the world, you know, and exploring. So I hope that helps, Nathaniel.
Yeah, you know, I may have to move. I moved in with my brother, and his wife is coming back from China, and my brother took a job out of state. And, you know, I don't know if I'll be moving here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, so there you go. Yeah. Well, trust. Did you, are you looking at doing, do you do some work independently, Nathaniel?
I'm trying to, you know, I'm. You know, I'm into astrology and metaphysics, you know. I'm born the day of insight, and I know every day of the year. So, you know, like Muhammad Ali was born the day of the heavyweight, and Jimi Hendrix was born the day of electrified excitement. So I know every day of the year and all of the other stuff.
Okay. Well, that, you know what? I think, you know, as far as that is concerned, the whole, you know, working independently is what I'm, that's the area that's going to explode for you. Okay. So wherever this relocation, this, you know, second step, this next step for you is going to be good, just as good, even if it's there in the Northern California area. Okay. But thanks for calling in, Nathaniel.
Can I answer one more question just about music? Does it involve music at all?
As long as it's independent. So, yeah, I mean, if this is something that you're creating as something independently, I think that's where your soul journey is, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. We've got other callers waiting to call in, so we'll have
to.
I know. Well, you're the best. Okay. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
You know, and can I just say something, you know, real quickly?
Sure. Of course.
Is that, you know, if you didn't get enough time on the phone with me here, you can always call me or sign up at radiomediumlauralee.com. So there's more opportunity. Not that you can't call us here at the Find Time for Healing next month or the following month, but you can also call me over at the station, you know. So love to talk to you guys further.
That's great. Good. But then I don't feel so bad if we don't get to somebody.
I know you feel bad. But
I
we've
know,
only got so much time.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at the numbers and how long they've been on hold, and I'm like, oh, come on, I hope we get to this person. Okay, so anyway, the second way, we're actually coming down to the tail end of the show. The second way to connect with spirit, actually, you could do the second and third if you want.
Sure, second most important way is silence. Silence is golden. And for heaven's sakes, turn off your phone or your TV. And if you aren't the type of person who, you know, can't embrace silence, then again, this might not be the way for you. This might not be your path. But I believe it's absolutely necessary, a necessary requirement to connect with spirit, to connect with your spirit. And just before I sat down to you know, take everybody's call today and connect with you, Randy, I went for a walk out in the woods. It's like a requirement for my soul. And I absorbed silence through my soul to nurture and to open and feel that connection to my spirit before I can make those connections for anybody else.
Wow.
And so if, you know, you are low vibing, you have low energy, you have trouble making that connection on a day-to-day basis, you know, you're going to have trouble connecting with spirit. And you know, we always hear the story about the veil, you know, that covers up the spirit world. The veil is fear. So if you're plugged into the news all the time and listening to that BS, and, you know, you are plugged into the entire world around you on the internet 24/7. You're becoming part of it. So you've got to detach and unplug from the world in order to get connected with your spirit. That's,
okay,
that's, you
that's
know,
good.
Other than believe, I mean, silence is golden.
Yeah.
I can't emphasize it enough. So,
yes.
And then, and to leap into the third point from leading from being in silence is meditation. Meditate, meditate, meditate. And this doesn't mean you have to sit in, you know, lotus position, that yoga position, that lotus, you know, with your hands in mudra. That's not what I'm talking about. All I'm talking about is that you at least just take 5 minutes a day to sit there in silence. Close your eyes and breathe. That's all you have to do. Sooner or later, and meditation it to me is like taking a dirty rag, you know, and putting it into water and washing it clear, washing it clean. Okay, so your mind is the same way. So the more that you sit in silence and the more that you just sit there and practice being quiet and shutting things off and just seeing your thoughts drift by. Because as everybody says, I can't shut off my thoughts. Well, just look at your thoughts and just let them go and come back to your breath. And if you need to, use music, you know, just to find your place and find your energy and just reconnect. It's so important for your soul. So important for that connection to meet, you know, to be possible and to make that connection to spirit.
So that's
so,
my skill.
Yeah, so that's something we should do every day. And, you know, I see that over and over from everything I read about spiritual. Everything says how important meditation is every single day. So I confirm
even
that.
Even if it's just 5 minutes, and my recommendation is that you do it every day in the same place. Don't lay down because we have a tendency to fall asleep. But if you fall asleep, you still get the benefits. So
right.
If you do it every day, same spot, same time, you're more likely to eventually, the brain will give up. The mind will let go and go, all right, this is, you know, this is what I got to do. And eventually it'll stop. The chatter will stop. And then that's when the magic happens. And it is magic. It is amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you'll realize you don't need an anxiety pill. You won't need alcohol. You won't need to smoke.
It's all in the breath.
I'm only laughing because I've been there.
You know, I trained in transcendental meditation many years ago, and I used to do that religiously. And then I stopped doing it for a while, but now I just use the breath, and I get to the same exact place. Same way.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Yeah, meditate. Be silent. Be quiet. Just take 5 minutes for yourself every day. Just detach from everything. Do it for yourself.
Sounds like a good plan. Hard to do, hard to commit to, but it's really important.
I tell my clients to do it, or my students who, you know, come to work with me, just to do it right before you go to bed at night. That's the easiest time, or right before you start your day. So every day when I get up, I definitely take that time for myself. Before I go to bed, I meditate. And my sleep is sound. When I meditate before going to bed, my sleep is sound. And by George, the connections to spirit, that's how I connect to spirit. Spirit will come and communicate my dreams before I wake up for the next day for my clients.
That's amazing. This is all so amazing.
It can happen to anybody.
I agree.
I truly believe we are all, you know, we all make those connections every day. It's just that, you know, the average ordinary person does not trust it.
Exactly.
Does not trust.
Because we
That's
can't,
all.
It's intangible. We can't see it. We can't touch it at
right.
this point. And so we wonder if it really is there. But there's so much evidence that spirit is with us. I have no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, all right.
Any other calls?
We're out of time. Are you going to be with us in July?
I guess we can schedule it.
Okay.
We can schedule it, but yes, absolutely. Same time. Same day.
Okay, so it'll be the 31st, last day of July. You'll be back. So everybody who's listening, if you want to talk to Laura, then you can call back on the 31st, same time, same place.
Or they can connect with me and sign up to be on Radio Medium, lauralee.com, and sign up. And I'm looking for callers right now for next week's show. So give me a ring.
Okay, I'm sure you're going to get flooded. All right, Laura, it's been so fun having you. Thank you.
Pleasure,
appreciate
as
it.
Always. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
So we are out of time today, but if you have any comments or questions, you can email me at loveyourlife@randyfine.com, RANDIFINE.com. There's lots and lots of articles on my website, randyfine.com. If you're interested in spiritual stuff, if you're interested in psychological or emotional stuff, you will find over 300 articles on my website, all wonderful. And also, there is an archive of over 500 shows on Blog Talk Radio for me. So look for A Fine Time for Healing, and you can listen to more. Thank you, as always. May joy and serenity be yours. Goodbye.